Welcome back to season two of Not Fast, Just Furious. You know, it's episode 32. We're just Kramer, Trav, and Zach today. No Jay, family obligations, but let's just get right into it.
I'm glad you made sure to preface it in season two, and like coming into this. I'm glad you did that.
Well, I gotta turn my volume down right now before I open up something halfway through this, and it's just louder than hell.
Well, and you're notorious for opening up stuff that is maybe X-rated.
This isn't my iPad. We'll be good.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right.
The iPad is dead.
Walk back into Not Fast, Just Furious. We 32. Things keep rolling. The past few weeks doesn't really count because nothing really happened. So it's like, you know what? Things didn't work out. We're moving forward. But I'm just getting right into it because this is the weirdest thing. I was scrolling through Twitter just the other day. Was NBC. We all know what NBC is. They're the channel that does the Ultimate Warrior, Ninja Warrior, American Ninja Warrior. And they were actually going to do a show called Ultimate Slip and Slide. First off, has anyone ever freaking heard of
Ultimate Slip and Slide? Yeah, I never even heard of this show until I saw this.
Honestly,
online.
I think it'd be badass to actually try it if it was. It's like a kick-ass slide that goes down. Maybe it's like the Thunder Gun Express ride. So, but the reason why for this, NBC is shutting down the production of the Ultimate Slip and Slide after explosive diarrhea outbreak. First off, how in the hell can you have an explosive diarrhea outbreak?
Here's the problem. I'm so happy to see headlines like this, because it's not because of COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
No, other things are now ruining things, so it's awesome. Like,
I don't. That has to just be like a bug going around, and everyone's just.
Yeah, and also imagine being on the set of this show, because you know all these people are probably vaccinated and did the right thing, just like we did. I mean, we're all vaccinated, and they're all vaccinated. They're all so ready to go. Like, oh, we're gonna get the film now, and then they have to shut down because of explosive diarrhea. You know how defeating that had to be.
So, I'm curious of how they got it, because I'm assuming. When going down the trials of taping-wise, someone probably accidentally crapped themselves or something, and someone may have drank the water. That's how this stuff works. It's like an E. coli outbreak, but it's all going
shit water.
Like a lot of dog fucking around.
There's a lot of dog fucking around in this. But this is I don't understand how explosive diarrhea can actually lead to a shutdown?
I mean, if you can't quit shitting, you can't go down a slip and slide.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Well, clearly, when you do have diarrhea, it does feel like the slip and slide coming out of you.
Maybe the ultimate slip and slide, maybe they were given something they should have took better advantage of. Maybe they had the assets for a difference.
I can just imagine, like, say if it's like a big ass slip and slide, and it has like a little hill, but it's like nothing towards like you fly in the air, but like,
you maybe just gloat a little bit.
Someone like slid up, skid out, shit themselves, shit this one everywhere.
It's like the Cannonball Dookie.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like the Cannonball Dookie.
No, it's gross as hell, and I wanted if this was something that's more interesting to watch, I might sit down and partake in watching this. If this was actually a legit thing.
I might.
I just think of other shows now, though, that, like, if they were shut down for explosive diarrhea, like, The Ultimate Fighter returns and they have to shut it down because everyone on the scene has explosive diarrhea.
What if the reason why they're pushing back the R&R Rough and Rowdy stuff?
Yeah, because they all have explosive... Dave Portnoy right now is on a toilet just mad at the world. Just, god damn it. I haven't actually followed it. When is the next R&R?
I looked it up today. There's no date for that.
I kept seeing... I've actually followed, like, all of those guys on Instagram. And I saw a Trailer Park. He's been training by the river.
Oh, good.
So he's ready. He's already got a fight, too. I can't remember who it's against.
Oh, my gosh. That's just...
But they're waiting.
I think I could take Trailer Park. I'm pretty sure.
Trailer Park has been training.
By the river.
I don't care that he's been training. I just know I can take him. This dude's looking like a... I don't want to, like, put something dirty on him, like saying he looks like a cracked out dude that's down by the river. I mean, clearly he's out at the river training, probably cracked out too.
I mean, if he's cracked out, I'm not fighting
him. I'm
not
fighting
him. I'm fighting crackheads.
It's like...
You gotta be a crackhead to fight a crackhead.
Yeah.
It's like that one dude that's on bath salts
in
Florida eating that dude's face.
It's basically PEDs. When it comes to the fighting world,
we've all seen Always Sunny. We've seen them spike the punch of bath salts. Oh, no, the milk of bath salts.
The milk. That's so gross.
But that's just surviving off that. Yeah, no, the ultimate slip and slide is canceling production because of the explosive diarrhea. That's
a fair reason to cancel production, all things considered.
It might smell like low tide in those slip and slides, if you know what I mean.
Gross. And, yeah.
All right, here's a question. That's
shit talk.
This is not a question that was submitted in by you all, which sucks right now because
yeah,
YOLO's
we
down.
Can't figure out YOLO. So, if you have anything you want to send in, DM us on Twitter, message one of us directly, we'll take care of it. I'm assuming another app is going to pop up to replace them in the near future.
Especially on Snapchat,
yeah,
that being a growing thing.
And once that happens, we'll be covered there. But until then, we kind of... that was basically all of our questions came from that. It worked out very well, so...
It will be missed.
But, okay, here's a topic, though. Wilderness. We're mountain men. We've gone hiked... climbed the mountains of the Rocky Mountains in Colorado just not too long ago. We've also, Travis and I have gone camping within the year.
I'm going to South Dakota next month.
Nice. So you're going to still keep on probably going to Badlands.
I'm
going
to go to Custer State Park.
Oh, actually, hey, so you're going to see Crazy Horse and, hell yeah. I know.
I'm going to be Crazy Horse.
Hell yeah. Okay, picking you up from right where you're at right now, boys. We get plucked somewhere on the earth, no matter what. How long are we surviving in the wilderness?
At least 2-3 days.
2-3 days?
At least, minimum. Let's keep building.
No, I don't know. I'd say at least a couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
Because,
depends where we get dropped.
So if it's a solo mission, it's probably 2-3 days.
Statistically, if it's picking a random place on earth, it's going to be the ocean.
Well, okay, not the ocean, of course. We're not going to do the ocean.
You couldn't survive in the ocean?
No, you can't.
You wouldn't.
No, you.
This isn't Minecraft. You can't have a water only world.
There are people who have survived weeks on the ocean. I'm not saying it'd be easy. You don't drink the salt water.
Well, no, you can't do that because that's how you get diarrhea. That's how you get explosive diarrhea.
I drank Jay's salt water last night. I'm fine. So.
Well, I should
not a survival scenario.
No, but I feel like if it was us three in general, we could probably make it last for a couple weeks or almost for a month. Until then they're gonna realize, okay, we gotta find the boys because the wolf pack's gone.
See, here's my thing. The only thing I can think of is I watched. So Alone was the show where they dropped the people in the areas, and they actually didn't have a camera crew. They had to film themselves and all that. And whoever lasted the longest by themselves won the challenge. And one of the dudes, he went. I want to say it was 3.5 months, and he and they don't tell you when you've won either. He just kept going.
You just go until
One dude, he goes, gets dropped off shoreline, walks over to the forest. It's very dense. He can't find a way in. He finally gets two steps in the forest, and a bear walks 10 feet in front of him. He looks around, turns back around, and calls him, says, "Hey, come get me." He can still see the boat. The boat turned back around and came and picked him up. He was like, fuck this. Right. And that's all I can think about because that was the biggest reality check that man could have ever gotten in his life.
He was
out there thinking, oh, it's going to be a little hard, but maybe I win, I get some money or something. Takes two steps out and sees a fucking bear.
Yeah, he was like, fuck this, pick me up, I'm going home.
I'd be scared shitless if I see a fucking bear out from me.
Bears are more afraid of you than you are.
Depends which type of bear.
Yeah, it depends on what type of bear. If it's a brown or a black bear, I'm okay.
Yeah.
If it's a grizzly bear, I'm fucked.
And they were dropped up by Canada. So it was really mountainous.
So there could be grizzlies out there.
Yeah, it was very mountainous.
Could be brown or black.
That one dude, he had a little cabin built, and he was fishing. Fishing is where you survive.
So what would be our are we splitting things up? We have someone making shelter.
I have no skill set to survive.
You're a fucking engineer. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm good for desks and stuff like that. I'm not built for nature.
I've seen almost every episode of The Walking Dead. We'll be okay.
I love Bear Grylls. I could probably take after Bear
Grylls. Trevor's just gonna be trying to drink his own piss the whole time.
I piss in a snake, then drink the piss out of the snake.
Why are you drinking piss out of a snake?
Bro, you've never seen that where he skins the snake and has the snake skin to save his piss for later? Then he pisses in the snake skin and carries it around, and then he drinks his piss out of the snake skin? Because for one...
That's wild.
That's I know how people are always you have to use all the animal to, respect it being killed. I don't know, man. I think if, the snake knew what he did with his skin, the snake would have, felt a little disrespected.
I'm sorry, it's the fucking snake. I'll disrespect the snake. I'd just kill the snake and not even fucking touch it, do anything with it.
Hey,
it's just a snake. A good snake's a dead snake.
Well, I don't fuck with snakes either. Rock would kill it for me.
Well, okay, so I would say Zach would be the person who'd have to hunt for the food.
Okay.
Because you're good with throwing knives.
I could spear a fish, 100%.
All right, how are we going to... That's the thing. You got to spear the fish. How are you going to get the spear? You can't just bring it.
I mean, I'm not throwing the spear.
No, you, how do you make it?
I'll make a spear.
I can make a spear.
You just find a nice rock.
You're an engineer. You can do the tools.
I mean, you find a nice rock and you find the right type of plant and you can...
It's not hard. Is this like a castaway style crash or like...
I'm more of a herbivore, though.
We're literally getting teleported. They're like snap your fingers.
Well, that's not really...
Well, I don't have shoes on. I'm fucked.
Yeah. We're not doing this until I get ready, at least. I'm wearing shorts throughout today.
That don't matter. It's kind of like... It's like you're being... Say you just walk out of the dwelling right now, and it's like the setting of Courage the Cowardly Dog. That entirety of it, just like desert.
So we gotta survive in the desert?
Oh, in the desert? No way.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a possibility that could happen.
I ain't gonna be in the desert.
I think if you just dig under the sand, and hopefully you can barricade it that way, I think that's the only way they can work.
Desert's all rock, dog.
I mean, it's all sand.
Hey, my boy got a match over there.
My dog, you got some snipey swipies on the Tinder. Here's the thing, you won't be able to do that on the.
I would find download Tinder, find a girl, make her come get me.
You think you have the willpower?
Here's my location.
Oh no, it's the first thing you say to the person. Help!
Yes, no, please.
Location on there.
You drop a pin. It's like. First day.
I will die if you don't come in like the next 12 hours. I'm very hungry.
Yeah, no, so we're going to survive about, I'd say, boys.
I'd say as a group, probably a week would be realistic.
I give us.
I mean, it takes you a few days to starve. I mean,
it does. And then at that time, we could, if someone, ends up keeling over. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, worst case, we're cannibals for like 2 weeks. We'll be fine.
I'm not sure which one we'd eat first.
I mean, I definitely...
Why are you saying we? Like, you'd be one of the people being alive.
I mean, I'm definitely, like, the most... Would be the wisest one to be eaten, but... Because I have the most body fat, so I'd have
it's
the best...
It's not even something to worry about.
I'd have the best meat.
I will spear so many fish, we won't need to eat each other.
And I'll make some traps, so I can get some squirrels or some rabbits or something like that, if there's even around.
Dude... I don't know. I watch a lot of Naked and Afraid, and...
Okay, well, why do you want... What's the reason for you to watch
it? Dude, Naked and Afraid's cool as hell. You gotta... It's the fishing. You win fishing. That's how you get your food. Because if you kill big game, then you have the tigers after you. And I ain't trying to fuck with no tiger.
Why are you saying
tigers don't like fish?
I'm saying this fish are small enough you eat all of it. You can't store. If you kill a deer...
Even the bones?
If you kill a deer, it's worthless because it's only good for one meal. You can't keep it.
And here's the thing, too. Once you kill it, you're going to have to keep moving because...
You have your scent as well.
The scent is going to attract the animals.
So you're going to kill fish.
So when we're being hunted by a tiger in this...
No, we're going to be hunted no matter what because we're actually being put somewhere.
Yeah, we're humans. We're going to be hunted.
So it's like... All right, it's like the fucking... The Predator movie where they get dropped on the Predator planet for them to be hunted.
Yes, pretty much. That's exactly what's happening. But we're not getting hunted by Predator or alien right now.
We don't know that.
I mean, they could be there.
I mean, I don't know.
Because, I mean, we can't tell what turns out there.
It's your scenario. Answer the question. Is Predator hunting us or no?
No, he's not hunting
us. Who is hunting us? Like, what are they capable of?
What do you mean, what are they capable of?
You want an accurate guess on how long we'll last? Are they like...
There's animals around us. That's it. Say we're getting...
So who put us here?
The government. So are they always up to something?
All right, why is the government hunting us?
I don't know. I never said anything.
Because they saw all the websites. They saw all the websites I've been getting on about how much we hate the libs and everything. There's been some really crazy websites about abolishing the government. Now they're after us, so they plant us out in the woods.
You've been messing around on the dark web.
Basically,
the dark web.
I have not been on hard any direction politically affiliated websites.
Fred has been frogging around.
Yeah, he's been dog fucking around.
Yeah. I need to get one of those. Those are sweet.
Yeah, that's a hydro flask, right? I don't know, what are they called?
It's a bottle.
I mean, it's a generic brand of a hydro flask.
It's Ozark Trail.
Yeah.
Does it keep the water cold?
Mm.
Are you gonna bring that when we get stranded in the wilderness?
I mean, he has it on him right now.
He does have it on. I just get.
It's all got backwash, so you guys won't want any of them.
I mean, I'll get my own.
It's really spicy. You won't like it.
But once you, I feel like once we make fire when we're out here all alone and stranded, I think that's like the.
It's not hard to do.
I mean, we don't have lighters though. Unless you have one in your pocket.
Flint. You get a flint and a rock.
You think we're going to find a flint out in the dam?
I don't know what time. You don't even know what time.
I can find a lighter. We could be on like the all shore right. of Jersey. There's trash everywhere.
All right. We're put in, I'll just say,
okay,
the Canadian waters.
Going off what he said, could us three survive in like New York City right now? No money. We have to survive for We have to survive for like...
You know how much change is probably all in the streets of New York?
You know how many bums are willing to stab you for that change?
Yo, we'll go to Vegas and live under Vegas with the mole people.
The what?
You never heard about that?
No.
There's a whole society of people who live under Vegas. They've never seen sunlight.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That can be our,
we've never heard that.
That can be our urban legend for next week.
No.
Yes, please. I would like that.
I can't believe you never heard that. There's pictures of them and everything.
Never. The mole people?
I mean, they're not like
they're
moles,
people,
but they're people who live like moles.
Okay, yeah. My dog, Bo, was tracking a mole the other day.
Oh, Rock kills moles all the time. Yeah, they're not people who look like moles. They're people who act as a mole.
Imagine, like,
yeah, they act
like
as
whiskers.
They act like moles.
They have brown noses.
They have tendencies of a mole.
That doesn't do it. Moles have buck teeth.
I mean, I've never...
They might.
I've never seen a
mole's
teeth.
A mole's like a naked mole rat. Naked mole rat.
I'm honestly not sure.
Looking like, what's the, on Kim Possible, what's that fucking...
Rufus.
Rufus. Rufus looking motherfuckers in Las Vegas. Alright.
They're like, but they got fur.
Alright, so would you classify St. Joe as a college town? Even though we have a college in this town? I know we grew up here.
Parts of it feels like a college town. I don't think overall you can consider it a college town.
So I would say Maryville's
this town. Yeah, Maryville would be like a tradition. This town's like district out so much.
And it's kind of like how Liberty has William Jewell College.
Yeah,
it's just
like
it's like, but there's a lot more.
Missouri Western's not like a staple of St. Joe, I would say. That's from someone who's alumni there. So,
then what are five places/things a college town must have? You guys think?
Well, they need to have really good, like, club/bar scene.
They need a good bar.
Activities, laser tag.
No.
For a college town? For a college town?
You need, no, you gotta think smart.
Zach's about to describe Branson.
Yeah, exactly.
You need laser tag, roller coasters, folk music.
Oh my god.
Caven,
that's
Silver Dollar City's got it all.
We should go to Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City is the ultimate college town.
Yeah.
Let's go there. No, you need to have an Aldi. You need to have an Aldi. Something cheap, so like the drunk idiot kids can, at night, when they're getting back from their nice bar, which that's number two. You need to have a good bar. A good, decent-sized bar. One with a dance floor and an opposite side could be a
No, that's the thing. We don't like have like a good college bar in St. Joe either.
Wasn't there like No Place or whatever it's called?
No Place was like, it wasn't like a college thing, but yeah, they had like big dance floors and stuff in there.
So
I never
had
actually
a dance floor. I think a dance
I've never actually been in there, but I've heard a lot of stories about the place.
Rather it being a music, when we went to the Cowboy in Colorado, that's a bar that I think we should at least.
Yeah, the Cowboy in Colorado was fun, but like
it was weird.
It was just like,
I mean, it was all country.
Yeah, it was very country.
Which I wasn't a big fan
of. And then the other bar was too much the other way.
Now,
where
other
people were like overdosing on club drugs in there, which was pretty cool. But
it was a surreal experience.
Yeah, I mean it was something I'm happy I experienced, because I was like, whoa, this shit's wild.
You know, that bar, that first bar we went to, it's kind of like, it's like you didn't have to take any acid, but it was like an acid trip.
I can't even remember the name of that bar, but and they had like security guards that were all very intimidating, and they walked around and they would just like make sure.
It's kind of like the security guards.
Oh, I would say that was
the stores.
That was more of like a college bar. I would say that one was. That actually felt like a small town college bar.
So you need a good college bar. You need a good, at least a good grocery station.
But you also don't want the city to be too big. You don't want too much population in the main part of the city.
True.
Because then you're limited with how crazy you can get.
So the size of it, that's a...
Yeah, let's say it has to be a small town.
Small town. You gotta have, like, a movie theater, I feel like. You need to have, like, something different.
That falls in with laser tag.
So a movie theater, laser tag, mini
slash
golf place, probably.
Go-karts.
Indoor mini golf.
Yeah, fuck it. All of the above.
All of the above inside. Maybe a golf simulator.
And an escape room. And an arcade.
That's a lot.
You got
one building
there.
Oh, they have rows of buck hunters.
Fuck it, indoor pool.
And I also feel like you need one of the really sketchy liquor stores that gives you really cheap beer, especially when you're like 19. You have to have one of those.
Yes. Also, a pizzeria that stays open probably till like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because you have it right next to the bar. Because you do know a bunch of drunk fucks are going to be hungry when it's closing time. They have to go right next door to the pizzeria, get a $10 pizza.
Yeah, you need low-quality food that's open late.
Low-quality food that's open late that's overpriced.
Yeah, it's got to be overpriced for college. Because then college kids have no money. They need to pay way too much for food.
Exactly. They gotta
learn the hard way.
That's what I had to do at some point, especially up in, it wasn't that expensive, but Senor Burrito up in Maryville, fucking amazing. We need to take a trip up to Maryville at some point to eat at Senor Burrito at night, but to kick our night off, we gotta go to Happy Gardens, Chinese joint. That's fucking phenomenal.
I'm out on Chinese.
So good.
I'll try it.
My boss always talks about Pauly Eyes up there.
Pauly Eyes, eh.
You gotta go
when it's the right time.
He talks about it all the time. I told him I tried sometime, but I also lie, so we'll see what happens.
I'm also known to bend the truth.
Well, I'm a known and proven liar.
Yeah, so that's what I think would be.
What are you doing, little
dog? Part for a college bar.
He's hogging that fan.
He is hogging the fan, you dick.
Yeah. No. So Travis's dwelling hasn't got AC yet.
Yeah, I have all the steps. I just need my AC guy to put my AC in. My AC guy is also at the same pool party Jay's at because it happens to be Jay's brother. So.
Oh my gosh! That hit you in the face.
No, I hit my. I've had this rubber band on my wrist for like 3 days. I just took it off.
Yeah, I've been shooting it.
It's kind of like how I put my hair tied on my wrist. All right, so we're not gonna go into like some big topics since like the full cast and crew.
Yeah, and this is kind of like our first one in a few weeks. We were just wanting to get one out, kind of get it straightened back up, and get back in the groove of things.
It is season two. We're trying something a little different. We might have to go to shorter podcast versions,
especially in the summer, because there's just so much going on now. Like it's to get everybody's schedules lined up and stuff is a kind of a mess.
Agreed. And plus, we like to go swimming and have fun pool parties. By the way, if you ever want to come hang out with us, pool party wise. Hit us up.
Fill out an application to make sure you're not weird.
Yep.
And you're allowed to come.
Exactly. We're going to hit up a few questions because since Yolo's been down, I've been like brainstorming stuff, looking stuff online, and thinking that these are some good questions. So this first question, I'm not sure who this put in, because I know I did put this one in here. It says, would you rather a super attractive...
Hold on, I want to tell you this one. This is my question.
Okay.
I don't remember where I found this.
I don't know.
Would you rather a super attractive girl give you just awful head, or a girl you're not attracted to at all give you the best head you've ever got?
At that point, I'm getting head no matter what.
I feel like you win both ways, but I guess this is, how big is your ego? I guess is basically what this question is.
This is a great question for Chaz.
No, this is a question that Chaz would not answer. I mean, I'm probably like...
Are they both same scenario?
Is it only just head, though?
Yeah.
And you're never going to see this person again.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I don't know. I would say that's up to you. I think I'm going with like the girl I'm very attracted to, but if I'm really drunk, the girl I'm not attracted to. Because if I'm really drunk, I just want the best case. If I'm sober, I'm going to be like, well...
I think I'm going to go with you.
You're just agreeing with me?
You know what? No, that's a bit smart.
Right? I mean, it's sound logic.
How about this? What if I try both?
Yeah. What if I compare the two?
Fuck, dude. I'm choking over here. I guess I'd just go with the... I don't want terrible heads. I'd rather just take the best head. That's my answer.
I feel like you can learn a lot from getting terrible head, though. Learn a lot about yourself.
I'll learn about it.
You learn a lot
about
yourself.
Super attractive chick that gives terrible head. Alright.
It's a self-growing experience.
Is it more polite to fart by someone in the restroom or out in public where there are multiple of people around?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, clearly we all fart in public.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had a fart this whole time, but I just don't want to be trapped in this hot room where I fart.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. We'd crack that fucking window if you didn't see you. You're going to kill us.
These questions are wild.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too.
I feel like it's better to just do it in the bathroom, but if someone's in the restroom or... But the only thing is, it's awkward as hell. Like, cause, I mean, I've done this before. I farted in a public restroom. I don't care. It's a restroom. People take a shit in there all
or when
the
you're
time.
Like at a... Yeah, like at a urinal and you just like let out a loud fart. I feel like people judge the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah, but it's like... I mean, this is the room to do it, and it's not like I'm out there crop dusting you.
Yeah, this is like best case scenario, bud.
So I'm like, I'm helping you out. Well, I mean,
You're doing a public service.
But here's the thing. Do you also, say if you're leaving that restroom, do you fart when you open the door to head out? Just to be a
I mean, that's funny.
That is funny.
Or, but does that linger on your clothes a little bit while you're walking away?
No, because, like, you do it in the big guest area with the door shut and blows back into the bathroom.
It creates a vacuum of sorts.
Yeah, it's like you just, like, pull the door shut, too. Now, I'd rather do that in the actual restroom rather than out in public. Because that's just way too embarrassing.
I don't care.
But then at this point in time, if I'm around you guys, I'm going to fart.
Like at work, I just like go over by Devin and then just like fart by him and walk away all the time. They get so mad.
I would too if I see a guy like you just helping this like...
What do you mean a guy like me? What's wrong with me?
Just a guy like you, Travis. You know what I mean.
This is after they watch me eat, like, way too much food at lunch. They're like, oh, my belly hurts as well as a fart. Like, stop, dude.
You just got back from Pappy's or something.
Yeah, we always ate Pappy's, and I'm just...
Pappy's badass.
Pappy's is fucking sweet. All right. Did you guys answer the question for it?
Bathroom.
Bathroom? Friends? Doesn't matter?
I fart where I fart. If it's got to come out, it's got to come out. All
right.
Better out than in.
This is going
like
to...
Shrek.
This question is going to tell a lot from us. Your ideal location to masturbate at?
My bedroom.
No, like, on the fly. Like, it's like a quick thing. Like, I have to do it right now. Where
space.
Are you going?
Because when I'm done, it floats away.
Just imagine, like, you do that, and it turns, like, to a crystal, and, like, it goes
you
right
think the earth. Astronauts are going up there? You think they're doing science shit? No.
They're just beating off.
Beating off up there?
Look at that. Like, make it interesting.
It's kind of like the tube of toothpaste. You squirt it, and, like, we've seen those.
That is nasty.
Is that what it's going to look like when you...
Let's start tweeting at astronauts. Try to get an answer.
They're up there doing cum tricks. They're setting bottles up across the room and seeing if they can shoot into it.
Like, what if you have, like, a guy... He's, of course, we're floating there. He, like, spins them, and so he's, like, spinning, and he's trying to shoot. So
it's
they're
like
helping
each other do these
things. Yeah, that's sweet. It's like team assist.
It's a science experiment, apparently. I mean, space is science. Now, if I'm in a pinch, and I got to just pinch one off real quick, I might just go to the bathroom if it's easy to clean up after. Or just go straight to the bedroom.
How many times have you been in a pinch and had to masturbate?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I've never once, like, been in a pinch.
I haven't either.
Like, I need to bust this load.
Are you about to, like, bang this lady? You're like, well, I gotta go pinch one out real quick. I'll be back.
Oh, see, oh yeah. So you do that, so you last longer.
I've never, like... I'm trying to think of, like, if any time in my life I've ever beat off in, like, a weird place, and I don't think I have.
Would you classify the bathroom being weird?
I mean...
Public bathroom?
I mean...
No, not public, like, your own bathroom.
Oh, you mean your own bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, I was about to say, like, whoa, I'm about
to... I thought you meant, great. Like, you just go in a public bathroom and, like, wink one out and fucking come back out ready to rock. And I was like, dude, that's wild.
That's
fucking
wild.
That's wild, like... Hell I've never been, like, at the bar, like, I need to beat off right now. Like...
Just imagine if that was the case, though.
There's someone out there who's like that. I would say there's a good chance... Honestly?
Yeah.
This isn't even a bold take. I guarantee you've been in a bar bathroom that's been beat off in before. I promise you.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's weird to think about, but I guarantee it.
There's got to be at least one. Okay.
I would argue almost every bar bathroom in this town has been beat off in at least one time.
What's the one that's been probably the most, though? I'd probably say Kelly's.
No. I'd say, like, maybe the High Hoke. You get, like, an older crowd there.
That's true. A bunch of old guys, too.
Yeah, you get like, these old horny bastards
like,
in there.
Hey, all those bunch of heels in here.
Thank God we never go to the High Hoke that much.
We used to go for a little bit.
We had a little...
We kind of stopped little, going to bars, which is kind of a good thing.
Right? I haven't been to the bar much recently.
That's us saving money.
Yeah, just spend it on other shit, though.
And now we're just spending it all on Five Below floaties, too.
No, that's
you guys.
Fair. That's fair.
Those are good investments.
That's a good investment. That's I'm going to use that again tonight.
Yeah, I actually cannot wait to go swim.
That cacti sign in there? Good investment.
Let's go swim.
Very good investment. Like, oh, I'm serious, though. If... People do listen to this, and they would want to swim with us at some point, party with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, like Chase was up there last night.
Oh, yeah, Chase, the guy who gets tattoos. Oh, by the way, tattoo, not check, but is it looking good?
I mean, it's fine. I'm happy with it.
Mine's the building block for success. It may look crappy, but I don't care.
And I did not get one.
I think I will be getting mine touched up and then more added to it at some point in the near future.
I
was happy with it.
Drink. I'm getting a Kid Cudi tattoo next. I'm going to at least get a professional done.
Yeah, I'm going to get that one finished. After that, I don't know.
So we hope to be uploading regularly. They might
Again.
Not be as long. Again, yeah. They might not be as long, but
it's
they'll
summer.
Be more consistent.
It's summer months. It's going to happen that way. But yeah, no, thanks for watching.
Lost Lake CBD, promo code Tier 1 for 25% off your order.
NFJF.
Promo code NFJF.
It's ridiculous how I still say that.
6 months later.
NFJF.
All right, peace out, Girl Scouts.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for watching.